Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. The discussion of fish oils is an important one, and Jolie Root, the senior nutritionist for Carlson, is a regular contributor to the show. Fish oils, as it turns out, I learned from Jolie that there have been more studies, I believe 45,000 studies supporting the benefits and the use of fish oils rich in EPA, DHA. Jolie Root, welcome to the show.
It is always such a pleasure to be here with you, Josh, and thank you. And you're right, 45,000 and counting, because more studies are in process. And so that, you know, that is basically to this point, and this point being really the beginning of this year. So it's really an incredible amount of research, and it's so much fun for me to do my very best to stay on top of it and figure out what to make of it and then how to help people with it.
Right, right. Yeah, on a personal level, I find that fish oils have been so good for me, and when I recommend them to family and friends, everyone feels they work so nicely and so quickly that I'm always very happy to recommend fish oils to people who maybe do not have a background in using supplementation and think the whole subject is maybe, you know, ridiculous until they actually try the fish oils. And then very quickly, usually within a week, people think, oh my goodness, that actually kicked in. So I'm on a personal level, a very big fan of the Carlson fish oils. I mean, they just, it's a remarkably important product.
I agree with you. I don't think there's anything else that has just the sheer volume of evidence. And I like to go with the evidence, not just, you know, something that I heard on a late night infomercial, but really what does the science say? And then, you know, how does that apply? How does that apply to my family, my friends, my clients, people that I talk to, people that I share the information with? And I thought that it might be fun today. One of the things that we always end up talking about is there are so many benefits with these omega-3s, the EPA and the DHA. How much should people be taking? And my answer has been very consistent over the last couple of years, which is 2,000 milligrams combined EPA and DHA. And I base that on all of the reading and all of the science that I've been studying. And the primary reason is because that's the amount that supports the majority of people who are adults reaching a target blood level of omega-3. And when that happens, we see significant benefits in very important areas of health, like major adverse coronary events, things like that. So if you look at the concerns that people have, like what are the issues that people struggle with their health, and then look at where omega-3 plays a role, how much should people be taking? And my answer has been the 2,000 milligrams. So I thought today it might be fun to go through why. You know, and is 2,000 milligrams always the answer? And most of the time it is, Josh. For most of the issues, that 2,000 milligrams will serve a person very, very well. So I thought it'd be fun to go through a few of them. And really, we could start even a little lower. There's a qualified blood pressure claim where the EPA and DHA actually help a person have blood pressure in an optimal range. And in order to get to that, the intake is really actually only 800 milligrams combined EPA and DHA. So as far as formal recommendations based on the science, that's the lowest area. If we bump up to 1,000 milligrams, that's what the American Heart Association recommends just for general cardiovascular health. Not for somebody that's having issues, but for general cardiovascular health, it's a recommendation of 1,000 milligrams combined EPA and DHA. Almost everything else, we're going to be talking about something closer to that 2,000 milligram recommendation. So starting with achieving an optimal omega-3 index, that's that blood level that I mentioned. At the intake that's necessary for that is right at 2,000 milligrams of a combination of the EPA and the DHA. So when I say these numbers, what I want our audience to do is look at their fish oil supplement, look at the back, the supplement facts panel on the back, and see how much a dose provides. And then I want them to take however much they need to take to get to 2,000 milligrams. And we'll talk about some easy ways to do that. But the optimal omega-3 index means that when you do the little omega-3 index blood test, which is a finger stick test, you're going to come out between 8 and 12%. And so whether it's mood or whether it's healthy pregnancy or whether it is heart issues or cognition or ease of motion in the joints, that's where you want to be on that blood level. And here's the thing, 95% of people in North America aren't getting enough omega-3 in their daily diet to get them there. So optimal intake is a place where 2,000 milligrams comes up as a recommendation. Also, cognition, being sharp, good focus, good concentration, the ability to remember short-term and long-term memories. That also would be 2,000 milligrams. You want at least half of it to be DHA. That is the brain omega-3, if you will. Range of motion in the joints, again, 2,000 milligrams. But this and one other area, actually, it could be 2,000 to 4,000. So let's talk about those. Mobility. If somebody is really stiff, if somebody is really having some issues, whether it is because of advancing age or whether it is because of some kind of a, you know, maybe you got hurt playing golf or something has happened, 2,000, but even up to as much as 4,000. So you could even double that dose that I recommend for the daily dose. The other area where those numbers make sense is if a person goes and gets blood work done and they find that their triglyceride levels, that they measure that when we measure cholesterol, if those are elevated, it's 2,000 to 4,000. And I'm just going to tell you right now that the doctors go straight to 4,000 milligrams combined EPA and DHA. So those are a couple of instances where 2,000 would be the beginning dose and 4,000 would be probably the optimal dose. Alleviating symptoms of anxiety. This is another 2,000 milligram answer. That's the dose that helped people the most. And that, like the cognition answer, needs to be at least half needs to be DHA, if not more. So we can choose our fish oil supplements based on what is the balance of the two omega-3s, the EPA and the DHA. In some cases, like with the mobility and the joints issue, you might want a little higher EPA. In the other cases that affect the mind, whether it is pregnancy, building that baby's brain, or whether it is the mom's mood during pregnancy, or whether it is cognition as we get into our senior years, DHA is the one that we really want to emphasize. So you see that there's quite the list, Josh. There are so many reasons, and it's lifelong, and it's every system in the body.
Our guest is Jolie Root. Jolie Root is the senior nutritionist for Carlson, known for their fish oils, And Carlson is a major sponsor of the show, and I'm very proud of having Carlson support the show. And the discussion of fish oils is just really important. Now, Jolie, you mentioned that the American Heart Association recommends 1,000 milligrams a day of EPA DHA in combination. Now, there's an organization with enormous power, and they were never really known as an organization that promoted nutrition. So I guess that's very important that the American Heart Association does recommend fish oils for our good health.
Well, I agree with you. And it's based on studies that, believe it or not, now that we're all the way in 2023, it's based on studies that were conducted in the 90s. But those studies showed that in people who had had heart attacks, if they took that 1,000 milligrams of omega-3, they were far less likely to have a second event. And it, the evidence was so compelling that the American Heart Association in 2002 came out and said, people that have got family history of heart disease or people that have had some issues or have some heart concerns, we want you to be taking at least 1,000 milligrams of supplemental fish oil. And Josh, it was the first time that a major association came out in favor of supplementation. And that was a paradigm shift for all of us, because prior to that, people thought, oh, you know, those hippies over there in those health food stores that are shoveling out their, you know, their peanuts by the pound and, you know, the vitamin nuts, the health nuts, if you will. And when the Heart Association came out and endorsed a fish oil supplement for people that had heart issues, that was a game changer. That really did open a lot of doors.
They have a lot of people listen to them because, you know, they're in a position of power. So it's really great. Now, our guest is Jolie Root, and Jolie Root is the senior nutritionist for Carlson. Now, Jolie, when we use the fish oils rich in EPA DHA, how should we take them? You know, I know you have liquid, you have capsules. Is there a preference? And is it better to be using these fish oil products with a meal?
Absolutely, yes, to the meal. The liquid or the capsule, that really doesn't matter. It's the dose that is the issue. People absorb the omega-3s very well from either a liquid or a capsule. So it's your preference. It's whatever seems easiest for you as a person to take. Josh, I know you and I will often take the liquid and put it on a salad, put our dose on a salad. And it, you know, it's they're flavored oils. They're not fishy. The Carlson products are taste award winning. They're not fishy. So that can make it very, very easy if you're doing a smoothie or you're stirring it into yogurt for a child, or you can put it on a salad at dinner time. But mealtime is a point that we should always make, because there's a big difference in the absorption and the utilization of the omega-3s. They're bioavailability if they are taken with food, and there should be some healthy fat in that meal. So saute something with olive oil, or, you know, have avocado in that salad with a little bit of dressing and then the fish oil, and then you're going to get a much, much better, you will accomplish that blood level that you're after much better if you take them with the meal.
All righty. Our guest is Jolie Root. Jolie Root, the senior nutritionist for Carlson. Now, Jolie, whenever you give an interview for the show, I do mention how, on a personal level, the Carlson fish oil was so helpful for me in such a short amount of time for cognition. And so that is something I'm just happy to mention. But also I noticed that now that I'm using the fish oils really very regularly, it's very good for the skin. It keeps the skin really kind of youthful looking. I think it's good for vision, actually, which is kind of impressive. So, you know, I'm just really a big fan of the Carlson fish oil. For me, on a personal level, I have seen enormous benefit. And for the people, I recommend the Carlson fish oil that they would please use it on a regular basis, you know, family and friends. They say, Josh, you are really right about that.
Same thing here. Yeah. You know, friends, family, when I get them to actually do it, they come back and they say, I should have listened to you. I should have listened to you long ago. Wow, I can't believe, you know, the difference that this has made for me. Or they go get blood work done and their numbers are so much better. And they say, what else should I be doing?
Right.
That's usually what happens is, yeah. we've got the fish oils. What else should I be doing? Which is great. You know, that's what we want. We want people taking care of themselves naturally and with good results.
Mm-hmm. Our guest is Jolie Root. Jolie Root is the senior nutritionist for Carlson. Carlson, known for their fish oils, and Carlson Supplements was founded by Susan Carlson, a registered pharmacist, in 1965. I always like to mention the history that Susan Carlson and her father, John Carlson, a registered pharmacist, the father was very sick with heart disease and was going up to Canada working with Wilfred and Evan Shute, two Canadian MDs, who used natural vitamin E, D-alpha tocopherol, plus the beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols to help heart disease patients in the early 60s when that was absolutely cutting-edge science. And Susan Carlson, a pharmacist, registered pharmacist, and her father, a registered pharmacist, assumed that the physicians and the hospitals would be interested in this technology, but they were not. They were not interested at all. But the natural foods community was interested, and so Carlson Supplements was founded in 1965 because of that absolutely cutting-edge technological breakthrough. So I'm a very big fan of Carlson. Jolie, where can listeners of Here's to Your Health purchase the Carlson fish oils and the other Carlson supplements?
Everywhere at this point. They're in natural food stores and natural pharmacies and supermarkets that also have supplement sections. And then, of course, so many places online. So, you know, from Amazon to Lucky Vitamin to Vitacost. So they're
everybody.
Very, very easy to find. I think what's easy is just, you know, look at carlsonlabs.com, and you can buy directly from Carlson on their website too. But look at the products at carlsonlabs.com, and then if you want to do a comparison, just Google that product and you'll get lots of hits as to, you know, places where you can get the product.
Our guest is Jolie Root. Jolie Root is senior nutritionist for Carlson. Carlson, known for their fish oils. Jolie, on the Carlson fish oils, is it important that after we open the liquid or the capsules that we keep them in the refrigerator?
Well, you don't need to refrigerate the capsules, but you do need to refrigerate the liquids, yes. And I usually recommend that people use them within 100 days from the date that they open the liquid product, because they're very stable. They're not exposed to any oxygen because the bottles are nitrogen flushed at our facility in Norway where they're bottled. But once you break that seal and pour some of it out, then a little bit of air is in there. And so within 100 days, it's going to be a very stable thing, no oxidation. Beyond that, I would start with a fresh bottle.
That sounds very good. Our guest has been Jolie Root. Jolie Root is the senior nutritionist for Carlson, Carlson known for their fish oils, and Carlson, because of Susan Carlson, registered pharmacist, the founder, introduced natural vitamin E, D-alpha tocopherol, plus the beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols to the marketplace in 1965, when that was absolutely cutting-edge technology. I'm a very big fan of Carlson, and Carlson is a major sponsor of the show. This is Josh Lane, listening to Here's to Your Health. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
Have you had your Carlson Norwegian fish oil today? Decades ago, scientists discovered why Greenland Eskimos maintain healthy hearts despite their high-fat diets. The high level of omega-3 oils in their seafood diet protected their hearts. Carlson Norwegian fish oil provides those important omega-3 oils. The same omega-3s from cold water fish support maximum brain power, immune strength, joint comfort, and our vision, too. Carlson, the very finest fish oil, is a valuable source of the important omega-3s EPA and DHA. Each teaspoon provides a full 1,600 milligrams of omega-3s. And its purity is guaranteed. Try it on salads and popcorn. It tastes like lemon, not fishy. As for Carlson, the very finest fish oil, at finer health food stores today.
Aloe Life for beautiful skin locks in the moisture, plus contains a natural growth factor. Aloe Life is America's premium aloe vera brand, richest in the active ingredients you need to get the full benefit of aloe vera. for healthier looking skin, more beautiful skin from Aloe Life, naturally clear skin. Look for Aloe Life. Aloe Life Juice Concentrate and Skin Gel work together. Sold nationally at your favorite natural food store and pharmacy. And note, there's a big difference in aloe products. Friends, people ask me, why does Aloe Life Concentrate or tablets support body wellness? And I tell them what Aloe Life products do for my family. Everything. Digestion to skin support and healthier energy too. Aloe Life for body wellness support. Go to alolife.com or call 1-800-414-ALOE. Aloe Life, call 800-414-2563. Naturally clear skin. Number one in aloe. Aloe Life.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. Happy to say today we have a special event. My director, Daryl Wayne, who as a younger man in an earlier incarnation, was the program director for K-Rock in Los Angeles when K-Rock was the station. And there was a very young guy who was trying to break into showbiz named Weird Al Yankovic who would send Daryl his tapes. And Daryl thought they were funny, and Daryl played them. And K-Rock was the powerhouse station in Los Angeles. And Daryl was very responsible for making Weird Al Yankovic a household name in the United States. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Josh. Glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you on. So your buddy, you and Weird Al have been friends for a long time. And he gave you an interview about a month ago.
I've probably known Weird Al since about 1977.
Ooh.
He was going to college up in San Luis Obispo, and I was working at K-Rock in L.A., as you had mentioned. And we had some other things in common. We were both born in Linwood, California.
Uh-huh.
Grew up in, sort of the suburbs, if you will, of Los Angeles. And got to know Al pretty well. As you mentioned, Dr. Demento was one of the outlets that Weird Al had some advantages of. But in the beginning, Dr. Demento was just playing older music. He played Benny Bell, and he played, weird, antiquated,
right,
specialty tunes that you just couldn't hear anywhere else.
Spike Mulligan?
Spike Mulligan and others as well. I mean, Stan Freberg and
sure.
A lot of the funny stuff, but things that were not originally intended to be funny, but turned out that way.
Right. And so Al would submit these tapes to you by mail, or he would call you, we'd come to your station. What did he do?
Well, originally what he did was he would send cassettes that were air checks to him on his college radio station and wanted a DJ job with us.
Uh-huh.
And thank heavens they didn't hire him because... Right. Would have completely screwed up his career.
Possibly, right.
Yeah.
Possibly, really. And so he actually sent you air checks, and they were, what, little 6 minutes? How much time were they?
Usually 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay.
At that point, people would mail in their air checks on cassette, and it would be just either something they went into the studio and did made up in order to submit as an audition, or they were actually taken from the air for people that had... On your broadcast jobs.
Right.
So it would be like a skimmer tape where whenever you turned on the microphone, the tape would start. Whenever you turned it off, it would stop, and you could have it scoped down. You wouldn't have to listen to somebody's entire show.
Okay, and, you were program director for K-Rock in Los Angeles, and those days you programmed what they played.
No. What I did was I allowed a lot of freedom on the air of the disc jockeys.
Okay.
And what they did was it was still sort of free form radio, a la
FM stuff. Yeah.
FM stuff. Tom Donahue, San Francisco, progressive radio coming down to Los Angeles, and so the people on the air were allowed to play pretty much whatever they wanted. I would prefer they keep it in the room, not bring out outside records, but stuff that was available to them in the station. And, the records were watercolors. Paint me some pictures. Tell me some stories. Put songs together that make sense together,
right,
whether it's musically or lyrically or or thematic radio, that kind of thing.
Right.
And the thing that we did that I think is different is you could tell why records were selected to go together with each other.
Okay.
Rather than just a random number generator that cranks out a list of songs.
And excuse me, so that format at K-Rock, that was a successful format. The audience in L.A. liked that format.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it was the last station in Los Angeles that part of the world, actually, that was doing progressive radio like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We were the last holdout.
Right. And then when Weird Al started to hit, you maintained contact with Weird Al?
What happened was Dr. Demento decided to start to play listener submissions of songs. And so Weird Al submitted his songs to Dr. Demento. The first one he recorded up in a bathroom because he liked the acoustics. And that was My Bologna, I think. And he also recorded another one, right, The Bus, which was recorded in at Dr. Demento's radio program with John Bermuda Schwartz, who's the drummer for him, pounding on a suitcase.
Right. Right. By the way, Bermuda Schwartz, I just think that's such lovely, clever wordplay. I still to this day think that's funny, actually.
No. It's amazing that Al has had the same musicians, guitar players, drummers, keyboardists for 40 years.
Wow.
No changes.
Yeah, it's very, very impressive. No, Al's great. And of course, he has a new movie out, which I watched when you urged me to watch it. And you know, it was funny, it was clever, it was witty, and a lot of real top-notch Hollywood talent was obviously happy to be in that movie in tiny parts.
Yeah, and this one he actually produced, his company produced and did all the work on it.
Well, it's a big hit. Well, let's hear that interview.
So we've been struggling with this Chia Pet with Weird Al Yankovic because it's complicated. So the complexity that we have, we're going to call Chia Pet and see customer service at Chia Pet. Is Mr. Pet there, please? Oh, they're transferring me to customer service.
Hello? Can I help you?
Is this customer service at Chia Pet?
Well, this is Weird Al Yankovic, but I'll be happy to help you.
Al, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
What a great surprise. We haven't really seen or talked to each other in a while. There's been a lot of water under the bridge in the meantime.
It's been a few years.
When did they do this Chia Pet?
I think maybe a year or so, maybe a couple years ago. It was the hot Christmas item, I gotta tell you.
Do you have this shirt?
That exact shirt? No, I think that might be Chia Pet exclusive.
Oh, wow. In the Chia store, you get the Chia store of the mall, right?
Yes.
On the box is fabulous. The picture is not exactly 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, we decided to go for the old school, Al, because, you know, like, whenever kids dress up like me for Halloween these days, they still do the 80s look. So we figured, okay, well, that's the iconic look. We got to have the 80s Al Chia Pet.
Yeah, and looking at it in the face, staring in the face, which I've done, obviously, we've done to each other several times, it looks more like Jeff Goldblum to me.
Well, they're probably, you know, getting more for their money. They probably also saw it as a Jeff Goldblum Chia Pet.
Yeah, standard issue Chia Pet.
Yeah.
Now, the chia seeds, these are only to go on your head, right?
You know, it's up to you. You can put them wherever. You can make me like the Wolfman,
yeah.
Like Weird Wolfman Al, if you want. It's up to you. Your call.
Well, to match the picture, the chia should grow not green but magenta.
You know, it's just a suggestion. Just, you know, go with your muse. do with your seeds whatever you like, my friend.
And then it probably needs some chest hair.
If you feel it does, you go for it.
And maybe some eyebrows. And you have the mustache here.
Uh-huh.
Now, that was your iconic look. You had. Have you ever cut your hair?
Every couple of years I cut a few off, yeah.
Have you ever cut it for a part or a role or a video or a...
You know, there are some times when I've done, chopped off little bits of it. Like, I think when we did the Fat video, Michael Jackson had, like, some very weird, kind of sideburns or something like that. But, you know, whenever I have very short hair in a video, that's always a wig. People always freak out, like, I'll cut his hair! But no, you know, I can stuff all this hair under a short-haired wig, and it looks fairly realistic, so don't panic.
Right, because I think in the Star Wars videos, your hair was shown to be short.
Yeah, whenever I do that, there's always some people going, see, I knew that wasn't Al's real hair.
Well, I mean, people accuse Paul Stanley of having a wig that he puts on his chest. The movie that you just released on Roku, wow.
Oh, thanks!
I mean, wow. It was not what I expected. I really didn't have any pretense going in. Nobody had told me it's going to be this or that. And I assumed it was going to be sort of a biopic. I didn't realize it's going to be a parody of a parody of a biopic.
I'm good. You had the perfect viewing experience because I didn't want people to really know what it was like going into it, so they would start out thinking that maybe it was true, and then about halfway through you're going, wait a minute, come on.
The stuff at the beginning seemed to be plausible.
Yes, and there are some nuggets of truth scattered throughout. I mean, I really did start taking accordion lessons because of a door-to-door salesman, and I really did record my first single in a public bathroom. So there are a few odd things in there that actually are true, but kind of few and far between.
One of my favorite things of the past that people keep bringing up and quoting the lines from and things like that is UHF.
Yes.
And you were involved, obviously, not only in performing on there, you were producing and writing, and did you direct as well?
On UHF? No, I just co-wrote it and starred in it, and my manager, Jay Levy, directed it.
Wow, really? I thought he was an attorney.
it was his first movie, and we were all pretty green, and we did the best we could. I put out a movie every 33 years, so I'm glad that at least I got to stay on schedule.
Yeah, there's a long way sort of in between. Now, your production company was very integral in doing the recent film.
Yeah, so I actually produced the weird movie, as well as co-writing it, and I appear in the movie. You might be able to spot me in one of the scenes.
Or two.
But yeah, I was very, very involved in the making of the movie and casting some of the celebrities and things like that. And I was on the set every single day. So yeah, it was an amazing experience.
You've had some just amazing things happen to you as far as awards, as far as the two movies that are 33 years apart. From the time you were sitting in Dr. Demento's studio singing and having John beat on a suitcase or whatever it was to pump out some of the original songs, technically you've gone from zero to hero as far as sophistication, technical sophistication is concerned.
Well, I'd like to think so, and I want to thank you again, for, besides Dr. Demento, I mean, you were one of the few people to give me airplay back in the early days, back when I was just recording in my bedroom and in bathrooms and things like that. You'd play my amateurish stuff on K-Rock in Los Angeles, and that was a big deal, and I appreciate that, and thank you to this day.
Well, it was my pleasure. I mean, I tell people that I was one of the recipients of one of your cassette tapes from your college radio.
Oh, yes.
And I said if I had hired you based on that, I could have screwed up your whole life. Because you'd be a almost forgotten DJ at this point. And that doesn't pay as well as what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, I was very interested in being a DJ at a very brief point in my life, and thank you for not taking me up on it.
So you haven't had to go back to that. You haven't had to rely on your architecture background either, right?
Yeah, I get to guest DJ every now and then, but it's not my my full-time paycheck.
I think that the comment that you made was important about who was playing your music. Dr. Demento was a well-known entity. He was top of the market. He was in a bunch of radio stations, but again, he was on 3 hours a week. And what we were doing at K-Rock is we were playing it 24/7. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So he could be on any time during the days and several days a week. Now, I'm not saying that we had the listenership that Dr. Demento had. We tried to give you a lot of exposure, and especially multiple tunes, right?
You guys gave me legitimacy when I probably didn't even deserve it at the time. So thank you for that.
No, you deserved it. I mean, a lot of the acts that sort of come out of Dr. Demento, whether it be Barnes & Barnes or all the crafty people that are putting stuff together for him that was new. Because
right.
Demento wasn't really playing a lot of new stuff. He was playing a lot of old stuff.
Right, and he just started playing things that his listeners were submitting. So that was sort of his new thing that he just started doing back then.
He's a very nice man, and I was surprised in the movie Rain Wilson played him.
Yeah, Rain did a fantastic job. I mean, he's not really doing a Dr. Demento impression, per se, the same way that Daniel Radcliffe isn't doing like a Weird Al impression. It's just sort of their interpretations of the character.
It was interesting because, having known Dr. Demento as long as I have and watching Rain's performance, I mean, he was over-the-top Dr. Demento, right? He's like espresso-loaded, ready for action Demento with... We all know that Dr. Demento himself is sort of a quiet, sort of a humble kind of guy when he's not on the microphone.
Yeah, so, You know, in the movie, Dr. Menno sort of takes the place of my manager. So he, you know, as on most biopics, like their chronology and their characters, they're all kind of lumped together just to make it easy to tell a story. And very little of it is actually true.
But it was great. It was funny. It was entertaining. This is the first of many that you do as far as that's concerned.
Well, thanks. This might be the first biopic ever with a sequel. Who knows?
Hey, that would be great. And the other thing is your show, the stage performance you do, has been an extremely multimedia performance from the beginning.
Yeah.
You meld together some of the great stuff that you've done with videos, with music videos, and tie that together with live performance, and it's really something to behold. And who knew that John Schwartz was back there like a duck, you know, smooth on the top and paddling like hell underneath to keep up with everything.
John Schwartz has been with me for 42 years now, so yeah. I think we're all have the same band for four decades.
And how is that possible?
I don't know. We all get along. We love each other. They're the best musicians in the world, and I'm very lucky that they've hung around with me this long.
Well, they say it's like Ginger Rogers, you know, you have to do everything that the original artist did, except you have to do it backwards.
And in heels, which I make the band wear every night.
The band, when you start one of your songs, it sounds like the original material.
Yeah, we try to fool people, sort of like with a movie. We try to make them think they're listening to something, you know, legitimate and real. And then at some point you go, like, wait a minute, these aren't the right words. What's going on here?
And you've also been the answer or question in Jeopardy about a million times over the past 3 or 4 weeks.
They seem to like me over there. It's nice, yeah.
Well, what's next, Weirdo?
Oh, I'm getting ready to do the last leg of the Unfortunate Return of the Ridiculously Self-Indulgent Ill-Advised Vanity Tour. We're doing our makeup dates, first of all. I had to cancel 4 shows last year due to COVID. And then we're going to Europe. We're doing, I think, 18 dates in Europe. And then we're doing some shows in Australia. And then we're doing some shows on Hawaii. And then the tour's done. And after that, honestly, I don't really know. The rest of the year's kind of a big question mark. But stuff tends to come up, so I'm sure I'll stay busy.
I'm sure you will. I appreciate your time, Al. Thanks for checking in.
My pleasure. Thanks, Daryl. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Medical scientists worldwide are encouraging people to eat more fish. And most American diets are low in important omega-3 oils. Omega-3 oils are the vital components of fish that provide numerous health benefits. Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gems supply concentrated amounts of these omega-3 oils that are needed to support vision, brain function, and a healthy heart. Each great-tasting Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gem soft gel contains 1,250 milligrams of fish oil from deep, cold-water fish. That supplies a full 800 milligrams of omega-3s, all in only one easy-to-swallow soft gel. You can take Carlson fish oils with confidence, for they are tested for purity, potency, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory. Ask for Carlson Elite Omega-3 Gems at your favorite natural food retailer today.
Friends, take care of your skin using aloe light juice and skin gel. My dry, troubled skin felt better right away. It's my number one choice for beautiful and healthy skin. Using aloe light, aloe juice, skin gel, and lotion starts soothing and renewing dry skin and oily skin on contact, easing irritations on cracking skin too. Aloe Life Skin Gel is the best therapy without a prescription, feeling soft and smooth, balancing, feeling youthful. Use Aloe Life products, including skin gel, sold nationally at your favorite natural food store and pharmacy. Online, find a store near you at alolife.com or call Aloe Life 1-800-414-ALOE. That's 1-800-414-2563. Look and feel your best with Aloe Life.
Welcome to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. My guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, a regular contributor to the show. And Bill is with Ball Chain Manufacturing, and they have a division, Bonafide Masks, and they supply us with the KN95 masks that we're using to protect ourselves. And the KN95 masks are used by the Senate and the House of Representatives, by major hospitals around the United States, many important institutions. So it's really a great pleasure to have Bill Tabner on the show. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hi, Josh. How are you? Great to be back on the show. It's always an honor to be here. And I know Weird Al is just on. I just a big shout out to Weird Al.
Yeah,
and
right.
I'm also a big fan as well. So it's an honor to be on the show again today.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. And I see you say that. Now, when you were on last month, I mentioned to you that I did see that very nice picture of Bernie Sanders wearing one of your KN95 masks. And so I do know that the KN95 masks are considered the most effective of the masks we have. Some people wear around these little cloth blue things that you get for free at Whole Foods, for example, and they don't seem to have much benefit. So is that just theater that they're wearing these little masks?
No, you know, something, it's not just theater. So those provide some protection, but the KN95, the actual KN95 and N95 respirator masks provide more protection because they form like a seal around your nose and your mouth, as opposed to the three-ply masks, which in many cases are not rated. So the KN95, the 95% stands for the 95% filtration efficiency. And that goes for the N95s as well. Most three-ply masks that they're giving away are not necessarily rated to any particular filtration efficiency. So you may get one that's 80%. You may get one that's 95%. You might get one that's 60%. But in addition to that, the other issue with them is that there's sort of a leakage issue that goes, that you'll see, like, sometimes there's a gap. And when I say leakage, there's a gap around the sides of the mouth. There might be one below the chin, around your nose. They don't just make as tight a seal as the other ones. So that's why the respirators, the KN95, are more protective. Additionally, one of the things, too, is that when you're wearing a mask, too, you want to make sure that it's authentic. One of the things that the reasons why we really got involved in this market a few years ago at the height of the pandemic was to help out. And then B, as we learned more about the marketplace, it was clear to us that there were a lot of people that were, and I'll call them opportunists. Mm-hmm. And I guess I also might classify them as nefarious types who are just bringing whatever mask they could find, whether they met standards or whether they're counterfeits or whatever, to the marketplace and marketing them as KN95s. I've personally dealt with a lot of people and still, unfortunately, deal with people and see people who are just selling masks, and they don't care, you know, if they're legitimate KN95s, where they came from, or whatever. They're just looking to make a buck.
Right.
And that's completely different from the way we approach things. We always do things the right way. Our bona fide mask, for example, we have a statement of authenticity, which basically states that we will never buy from any third parties, intermediaries, or agents. We only deal directly with the factory. We handle all the logistics. And that's so people can count on us being, can count on the mask being authentic. And that's important to us because people wear these masks. And I understand, too, nowadays that there's not a tremendous amount of people or as many people wearing masks as there once was. But there are a lot of people that are still wearing masks and want to wear masks, and I completely respect that one way or the other. But when they're wearing masks, they want to wear something that protects not themselves, their family members, their friends, et cetera. So that's why, to me, it always will remain important. And the other thing is that the way we do things, we always do things the right way. You might say that to a certain degree, and you know, there are things that go on in business, but we're always fighting the good fight, and people can always count on us to do it the right way. And that's the most important thing that we do.
Right, right. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner is the president of Bonafide Masks. And Bonafide Masks is a division of Ball Chain Manufacturing, in business since 1938. And the Ball Chain Manufacturing Group, they actually manufacture all the ball chain. So all the dog tags that the American servicemen and women use in all branches of the service are supplied by Bill Tabner's company, Ball Chain Manufacturing, again, originally founded in the Bronx in 1938, and now they're in Mount Vernon, New York, American company, a family-owned business. Now, Bill, I understand the supply chain issues and how you can guarantee the authenticity of the KN95 masks. And as I understand it, you also sell masks in Canada. And are you also the largest supplier of the KN95 masks in Canada as well?
So we do. So we have warehouses across the country, and we also have one in Canada. I don't have any statistical information about, you know, the size of, you know, us versus any type of other, any competition up there. I'm not sure. So unfortunately, I can't help with that. Mm-hmm. But we would like to be, sure. And, you know, I think we still need to sort of grow our name up in Canada. So right. That's sort of something for our marketing team and sales team to work on.
And the KN95 mask that you supply, again, yeah. You know, I saw Bernie Sanders wearing one, and I thought, yeah. Oh, that was just, I was very nice. I thought, I recognize that mask, and, you know, it was really nice to see it on Bernie Sanders. So you do supply KN95 masks to the Senate, United States Senate, and House of Representatives, and major hospitals, and without spilling too many beans, you also supply masks to the American military?
So we supply masks to all those different segments that you just mentioned. You know, and it's just the offices from the House of Representatives and Senate, they will buy masks from us. And then Department of Justice also buys masks and a lot of other places as well. So we actually have a very broad and diverse customer base. You know, one of the things that we like to have people know us as is sort of their trusted source that they can buy, they can trust us. And also people's customer experience with us, we sort of do things the old-fashioned way. We take many phone calls directly. I take a lot of phone calls on the weekends. We have people answering emails personally. And I always tell my customer service people, you know, it's like, to a certain degree, I want to make their jobs easy. And when I say that, I mean, if there's an issue with something, we make it right. You know, if you ordered 50 masks and, you know, and maybe 40 of them, you know, 10 of them didn't arrive, or maybe one of the packages crumpled a little bit, we replace it right away.
Right.
So, and just, we always do the right thing. And, you know, we love our customers, and we like to be known as, like I said, the trusted source.
Right. And the question I try to ask you on air is, you know, when I use a KN95 mask, you know, mm-hmm. how many days can I use the mask so that it protects me?
Yep. So that's a good question. What I always tell, you know, the best thing to do is, so the CDC has shown that the virus dies after 3 or 4 days on surface. I think it's 3 days specifically. So rotating masks is always a good idea. So if you bought a package of 10, for example, you could put a mask in take 7 plastic bags and label them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, et cetera, for the 7 days of the week, and then rotate the mask. Wear one on Monday. When you're done with it, put it back in the bag, and then for the next week. And keep in mind, too, that these masks are filters, so they can get clogged. And they shouldn't get clogged just from, you know, everyday usage. But after a while, they can because of contaminants and particles in the air. And, you know, think about like a wood shop. So if you worked in a wood shop, and I use this example often, the mask would get clogged pretty quickly because of the sawdust. So that's just an example. It is a filter, so it can get clogged. The other thing is, like, you want to make sure that you never wash it. The filtration efficiency is driven by a polypropylene electrostatic filter material. And the electrostatic nature of that particular filter material, water has an adverse effect on it. So washing it or exposing it to water would not clean it, but it would harm the effectiveness of it.
All righty. Right. And our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner is the president of Bonafide Masks, a division of Ball Chain mm-hmm. Manufacturing. Bill, now, and the children's masks that you provide, so they really have, they also can be used 3 or 4 times?
Yeah, same thing. So they're just 15% smaller. And, you know, we continue to, you know, one of the other things I want to just make sure people understand, too, is that, you know, Bonafide Masks in our company is here to stay. You know, there are a lot of people that I see. I've had people contact me, just random sellers and something. Hey, you know, I have 100,000 masks left over, you know, of whatever type of masks. We want to get out of the market because, you know, we can't sell them anymore. Can you buy them, or we're just looking to dump them somewhere? We never, of course, purchase any of them.
Right.
But you see a lot of these people getting out of the market. But we're here to stay. Our customers can count on us for these masks now and in the future. And we also have plans for expanding our business model as well, to continue that sort of message as the trusted source. But more to come on that.
Right. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner is the president of Bonafide Masks, the division of Ball Chain Manufacturing out of Mount Vernon, New York. Bill, how can listeners of Here's to Your Health contact you to find out more about the Bonafide mask, the KN95 mask that you provide to the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives, major hospitals, and the U.S. military?
So, a number of different ways. Our website is bonafidemasks.com. That's plural. BonafideMasks, bonafidemasks.com. The other thing is you can email us at info@bonafidemasks.com. And last thing is two phone numbers. The main phone number for the company is 914-664-7500. And I always encourage and welcome people if they ever want to call me directly on my cell phone. It's 914-720-3164. And I'll repeat that number. It's 914-720-3164. And the other thing I want to mention, too, we actually, last week I was interviewed, did a video and radio interview on WCBS New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, which was fun to talk about the history of our company and Bonafide Mask and a few other things. So, it was great.
That sounds good. It's nice to get exposure. And again, when I saw that photo of Bernie Sanders wearing the KN95 mask, you know, I really, to tell you the truth, I thought, oh my goodness, I recognize the mask, and I certainly recognize Bernie Sanders. And for some, it was just really delightful. I thought it was really nice, and also nice to see that indeed the KN95 mask is used by those individuals in the know and in authority, in the government, in the military, in major hospitals. So it's important to me. May I ask, in surgery situations, when the physicians and nurses and assistants are wearing masks, do they use a KN95 mask? Is that considered the industry standard?
No. So those are N95. So at the height of the pandemic, when N95s are short in supply, the FDA had authorized the use of specific KN95s used by healthcare professionals in healthcare settings. That was under an EUA. That EUA was subsequently revoked because N95s became available. And I think it was June of last year, something along those, I forget the exact timing, but the EUA was revoked, in other words, halted, because N95s were abundant in supply at that point, and there was no longer a need for that EUA, which was specific to, for healthcare professionals in healthcare settings, if that makes sense. So N95s are the standards for those types of situations that you just mentioned.
Okay, I gotcha. Thank you. That clarifies it. Our guest is Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, the president of Bonafide Masks, Bonafide Mask Division of Ball Chain Manufacturing out of Mount Vernon, New York, a company established in 1938 in the Bronx.
That's right.
And Bill, do me a favor, please, once again, give the listeners of Here's to Your Health the phone numbers where they can call you and the switchboard directly.
Okay, our company line is 914-664-7500, and my direct cell is 914-720-3164.
So your direct number is 914-720-3164. And that's where you could speak directly to Bill Tabner, the president of Bonafide Masks, a division of Ball Chain Manufacturing. I'm always happy to say this, Mount Vernon, New York. I actually know Mount Vernon very well, and I like Mount Vernon. And it's nice to, you know, mention Mount Vernon on the air. And Bill, once again, when we order the KN95 masks from Bonafide Masks, how quickly will we receive them?
We ship within one business day.
Okay. All righty. And so I would get them really in a couple of days. And
Our warehouses are situated across the country. So if you're in California, we would ship from our California warehouse.
Right. Gotcha.
So it should typically be a couple days, as long as the mail does its job.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Our guest has been Bill Tabner. Bill Tabner, the president of Bonafide Masks, a division of Bold Chain Manufacturing out of Mount Vernon. And Bill is a regular contributor to the show. And the KN95 masks are used by the U.S. Senate, members of the House of Representatives, the United States military, and major hospitals throughout the United States. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back after these important messages.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
Many of the artist interviews for the latest from the greatest have been captured on audiobook. There is a volume one and volume two. Great information and conversations with people in the industry and people surrounded by the industry, and of course the rock stars themselves.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and you're listening to the insane Daryl Wayne. And I said, Wayne Insane.
You can find it on Amazon or Blackstone Audio. Search for The Latest from the Greatest from Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the insane Daryl Wayne, aren't you?
Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.